Well, Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. So both of you, look at this, the multi-language congregation. Isn't that great? And we're so glad to have you here this morning. And we're going to continue on in a series of messages that I've been preaching called Eyewitnesses to Christmas. Now, we played a little on it. We got the letter I, and, you know, instead of the I, but you get the idea that you know, eyewitnesses to Christmas, the people who saw Christmas, but you and I are witnesses to Christmas as well. And so if you'll take your Bibles and turn with me to the prophet of Isaiah, so the book of Isaiah, and we're going to look at a few passages from that. Now, you might have a little trouble tracking with me if you're following in your Bible, so I've put them also up on the screen so that you can go with me, because we're going to jump around just a little bit. But you know that Isaiah is the great prophet that is going to be helping us understand the Messiah. He's called the Messianic prophet, and the book of Isaiah is actually cut up into three different sections, and each section talks about a different aspect of the coming Messiah. And so that's the whole story of Isaiah, trying to prepare the way of the Lord for you and I. So let's take a look at a couple of the key prophecies that we'll find, and it begins in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Hear this well. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. What's the sign? The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. He will be eating curds and honey when he knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right. For before the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right, the land of the two kings you dread will be laid waste. The Lord will bring on you and on your people and on the house of your father a time unlike any since Ephraim broke away from Judah. He will bring the king of Assyria. We'll hear the story today. The people walking in darkness, Isaiah 9, have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Well, what did we talk about last Sunday? Anybody remember? Which? Yes, Magi. Three wise men. Except we found out it wasn't just three wise men. The wise men. And we talked about worship. And that they went all that distance to go to worship. It's an incredible story, really, when you think about it. How the Magi made their way across the wild desert. 2,000 kilometers. 4 to 6 months journey all the way to Jerusalem, and then from Jerusalem over to Bethlehem to worship Jesus, and then made their way home. We wondered about loud together, would we ever make a whole year journey just to worship? Where have you seen Christmas written so far this year? We saw it written in the stars. Where have you seen Christmas written this year? I've heard it written in songs. Now, I'm one of those guys that's not big on malls. How many guys join me in that theme? Yeah? Just shoot me now when you show me a mall. But I had to go to a mall. It's the best of times at the mall. But I saw it written in the songs of Christmas at the mall. We were there the other day, and the crowds were shopping with an intensity only known to people who have a deadly deadline in front of them. But in the background, I heard it. Christ is born today. Christ is born today. In the mall. Can you believe it? No one had a clue because they were just about to get the greatest deal of the century. But in the background, Christ is born today. No one seems to have a clue. But good news of Jesus continues to ring out, even in the most un-Jesus of places possible. This morning, I want to go back way in time to a place where the story that we want to talk about begins. It goes back even earlier than the one we talked about last Sunday. Last Sunday, we landed at about 600 AD. We're going to go back to 700 AD during the time of Isaiah. It's back to a time that's become known as the time of the written prophets. There had been a few prophets in history before the time of Isaiah, but this is a time in history when the prophets rose up in great number and they began to write down their prophecies that became the scripture for us today. Prophets like Isaiah or Jeremiah or Ezekiel or Nahum or Habakkuk or the one we're going to read today, Micah, and many more. The prophet Isaiah is where we need to go for this morning's message. Most of you have probably heard of the prophet Isaiah. He's the most well-known and of the prophets because, of course, he's the one that wrote the most and also prophesies about the coming of Jesus. And yet we know almost nothing about the man Isaiah. What we do know is this, that he ministered as a prophet in the city of Jerusalem for about 67 years,